You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. To many in Southeast Michigan, it just wouldn't be Halloween without a haunted house. One estimate figures there are 70 to 100 haunts within just a 50-mile radius. The granddaddy of them all, in fact, the biggest in Michigan, one of the biggest in the world, is Erebus, a four-story building in downtown Pontiac. It's been scaring people silly for 17 years now. Ed Terribas and his family own Erebus, which we should note is a Greek word, the personification of darkness in Greek mythology. Ed, what a great name.
You know, it's kind of awesome name, just because you put a T in front of it, you get Terribas, and that's my last name. So it was almost like we were destined to do this kind of stuff.
What brought you into the business of haunting?
You know what? This goes back 37 years. My brother was actually working with the JC chapter, and they went out of business. And he was working with Ford's. He ended up getting laid off from Ford's and said, you know what? I'm going to build a haunted house. My brother's 10 years older than I was. I was graduating high school at the time. I said, that sounds like fun. And we proceeded to build a haunted house in his backyard. We assembled it in front of Kmart's in a parking lot. And we charged $1.50, and it was 1,200 square feet to go in.
And now you have this four-story behemoth right in downtown Pontiac. Tell us about the building that you bought for Erebus.
The building is 113,000 square feet.
And how long does it take to go through and be terrified?
The length you're walking is over a half mile inside the building. It's over 2,600 linear feet. It will take you anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes. Depends how fast you're running.
And how many actors do you have?
We have approximately about 100 actors in here every night.
And I suspect there's probably a great need for throat lozenges because there's probably a lot of screaming, both from the customers and from the actors.
So you know it. You know, I mean, it's a... At the end of the month, we were definitely beat up and tired, especially this. You know, we opened up on the 19th, and from the 19th, we were open every day till October, or, you know, Halloween here.
How many people go through in an average year?
Tens of thousands.
What is it, do you think, Ed? Why do you think people pay you to scare them? The bigger the scare, the better.
You know what? I mean, it's being scared in a safe and sane environment, maybe sometimes insane environment, where you know it's all about fun. So it's kind of like watching a scary movie, but instead of watching a movie, you're actually engaging in a movie because, you know, over here we got things that will grab you, bite you, land on top of you. We're going to put you in a room, slam the door, fill it up 6 feet 6, and bury you alive. How long can you hold your breath? So, I mean, in knowing that that's going to happen, but you're going to be able to walk out of the end and everybody's going to laugh and giggle about it, and you get to watch your friends to see who, I mean, we have a board, you know, keep track of the wimps and the wetters. So now you get to watch your friends and see who's a wimp and who's a wetter, you know?
The wimps and the wetters. We get it. Now, I know you design and build all the attractions within the building. What part are you most proud of?
You know, I like the my little mutant gorilla guy. I like him because he comes out and grabs you. We were able to create a swamp, artificial water inside a haunted house, which is a phenomenal effect, and then also our buried alive, where we put you in there and bury you alive. We spent 6 years working on this thing before we could put it in a haunted house.
So it's worth it. It's worth it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, over here, you're going to see things you've never seen before in a haunted house, which is pretty cool. You know, I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of haunts out there, and they got the same stuff from 1970. I think that's the reason why some people stop going to haunted houses, because they see the same thing over and over again, where, you know, you come here, you're going to definitely see something different.
What's the best thing about the day after Halloween for everybody on the crew?
I think a little bit of sleep.
Ed Terribas, you can check out pictures and video of Erebus by going to hauntedpontiac.com. Happy haunting, and thanks so much for being with us, Ed.
Have a happy Halloween.